Who or what should I believe and why? My dad taught me two things. Don't spend money that you don't have, and be honest and keep your word. So it irks me when people lie, whether they're lying scientists, religious preachers, professors or beggars. Can you believe it? I never liked Bible people as I loved life. I was an anti-Bible believer. That was until I started reading it around the age of 21, and I was fascinated. Instead of criticizing it, I'd research for hard evidence to see if there was truth in those outdated, controversial texts. I love the quote, "I like to prove that God's word is right." Jesus told Pilate, "I was born to bear witness of the truth, and he who wants the truth hears me," in John 18:37. It blew me away how amazing Jesus was and how scientifically and historically accurate the Bible is. But why would anyone believe the Bible? Michael Drosnin wrote in his book, The Bible Code, that Isaac Newton was convinced that there was a hidden code in the Bible that would reveal the future. Harold Gans, a senior codebreaker for the American intelligence at the Pentagon, was certain that he could prove that the code did not exist. "It sent a chill up my spine," Gans recalled. "At first I was 100% skeptical. I set out to disprove the code, and I ended up proving it." The Yale professor and mathematician Piatetsky Shapiro was startled. "There is no way in the known laws of mathematics to explain seeing the future." So then there is this picture of two fisher girls with a big net in the sea, and the one handle is the alpha, the beginning part of the net, and the other handle is the omega, or the end of the net. And it says, "The Lord compares his kingdom to a net cast into the sea." Now, if I were the devil, the father of lies, John 8:44, then no one lies better than me. So how would I seek to ruin the effectiveness of this net? Yes, you got it right. I would cut both handles. But that is a big job. So I'd first slash holes in the net to, quote unquote, free the fish for me to catch. The good thing is that no one sees me, except some serious devotees, as I work out of sight, underwater, and let the pseudoscientists, philosophers, and writers do the surface work. The Bible was in Latin and Greek, so no problem, as none understood. And monks, like Tetzel, were selling salvation for money. Then some Bible-bashing fundamentalists, like Luther and Wycliffe, translated it for the masses. And that is where I had to draw the line. And I needed to start slashing holes in that net. The first hole: the Bible says the world sits still and its foundations cannot be moved. Copernicus can help me with this. He doesn't think much of God anyway. He will put forth the idea that the world is a globe and spins through space and is not the center of the universe. Once that idea is out, then I will do the promotion. The second hole: the world is in darkness and we need the age of enlightenment. We need to get away from this God and Bible idea, and I'll inspire Voltaire, and then also Thomas Paine, to write The Age of Reason. I'll make them famous, but they'll pay the price when they face death. Ha! Hear the pathetic last words. Their last words are recorded in the pamphlet, "Death, Then What?" Oh, I love to destroy mankind. Next, the handles. The alpha handle: it is good to find people knowing the Bible, and if I can turn them against it, then we are in business. And attack the handles. Yes, I got him. Charles Darwin, he is to become a minister and he has his doubts. I'll take him to the Galapagos Islands and I'll show him the development in a little bird's beak. And once the evolution idea is out, I'll spread it further. People have to know that man is not God's creation, but a despicable herd animal and a freak of nature, a monkey gone wrong. But then we still have that irritating creation idea. Let me find another religionist. Yes, I got him. I got him. It's Georges Lemaître. He is a priest and professor at the Leuven University in Belgium. Now he thinks that the universe is expanding, so I'll show him when going back in time, the size has to reduce, and we increase the date from 6,000 to 13.5 billion years, so eventually it'll be a minuscule atom. Oh, No one will buy that. It'll have to be a super atom that exploded. We will call it the Big Bang. You need to understand that people are willing to insult their brain as long as it has nothing to do with God. Now, the other handle is the Omega, the return of that alien Jew. I hate his name, so I won't mention it. Let's just call it the Rapture. Then I'd need some smart religionists. Yes, John Darby and Cyrus Schofield to cut the Omega handle by casting doubt on when it'll be. By the way, I like John Darby. Some even think that he looks like me. We change after to before the tribulation, and when there is no rapture before, pre-tribulation believers will be so confused, they'll throw in the towel, and I'll pick them up with the 666 RFID. I'll sponsor the Schofield Bible and the big-time pre-trib evangelists who will do the work for me. Although it says many false prophets shall arise and deceive many in Matthew 24:11, that's no problem, as people prefer listening to my popular voice than study their Bible. Don't worry. See, I know the Bible too. I've got it all. I've got the dough, the media, and do the promotion. Oh yes, one last thing. If God has a Bible, I also need one. I'll get Anton LaVey to do the Satanic Bible. Isn't that cool? I've got the masses to worship money as the golden calf became their golden bull. Hitler, a cohort of him, wrote in Mein Kampf, it would never come into the heads of the broad masses to fabricate colossal untruths, and they would not believe that others could have the impudence to distort the truth so infamously. They will still doubt, for the grossly impudent lie always leaves traces behind it, even after it has been nailed down, a fact which is known to all expert liars. Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister, and another cohort, he said, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. Isn't that how the media alters biblical truths? Einstein said, it is what we think we know that keeps us from learning. Shall we put aside what we think we know and look at things from a simple Dutch 2 feet on the ground common sense viewpoint? Take our earth, for example. We are just quoted that the earth sits still in Zechariah 1:11, and its foundations will not be moved, Psalms 104, verse 5. My question is, as the world allegedly turns east to west 1,000 miles per hour, you can only land a plane east-west or west-east. If your landing strip is north-south or south-north, then you would hit a landing strip that is speeding sideways at 1,000 miles per hour. Common sense tells me that you will not safely land your plane as it would roll over like a tumbleweed in the wind. That doesn't add up, does it? The missing day of NASA. The Bible says the sun stood still for about a day. Hezekiah's sundial went back 10 degrees. NASA has, not for public, scientific proof of this. Say, we can drive our car at 1,000 miles per hour, the speed of the Earth, and we suddenly throw it in reverse. We'd fly through the front screen with seat belts and all. Because the Van Allen belt is a dome over the Earth with a high radiation and temperature of around 2,000 degrees Celsius. When asking NASA how the first moon travels went through the high temperature and radiation of this belt, the files were lost. This is a 9-minute link worth seeing. This interviewer asked the first 7 astronauts to clear any confusion about the moon landings, to put their hand on the Bible and state that they were on the moon. 6 refused, but 1 did, and he was infuriated. Please download the hard copy and then you can see the links. That also doesn't add up, does it? Nascimento said, rebellion is not what most people think it is. Rebellion is when you turn off your TV and start educating yourself. The Indian government is negotiating a $4 billion deal with the Russians about the Voronezh radar system that can reach vertically 8,000 kilometers and horizontally 6,000 kilometers. The system can monitor more than 500 objects simultaneously. Radars work in straight lines. What is the use of buying such an expensive thing if the world is a globe? as radars cannot see around a corner, unless the Earth is flat. If the world is a globe, then it could spot only things 20 miles or 33 kilometers away if they were taller than 266 feet or 81 meters. Unless the radar is 266 feet high, which I doubt, then it can reach 40 miles or 66 kilometers. Take your pencil and verify it with the Pythagoras formula A squared plus B squared equals C squared, the hypothetical Earth radius being 3,963 miles. Well, that doesn't add up, does it? Look, I just live my life, and honestly, I don't care one bit about all this Bible stuff. Well, in that case, if we don't know what we stand for, we'll fall for anything. We'll devour Satan's foul slob like hungry pigs. If we have zero standard of truth in our life and are totally preoccupied with chasing the money carrot. When watching the news, doesn't it make you sick? People in fear, women and children slaughtered, the economy crumbling. It is soon that we'll get a strong leader to pull us out of this. He'll come, and it's none other than the planner himself, Satan incarnate, also known as the Antichrist. He comes to power with an international political economic peace treaty for the dawn of a new world. Then, according to Daniel, there'll be 7 years left. The false prophet and the Antichrist will spin webs of such captivating lies that we will not get free from unless we know the 100% truth. The smell of money perks attracts, and so we'll be caught in their web with the RFID. And they'll go in for the kill. This will be in the second half of these last 7 years, the 3.5 years of tribulation. We won't get out of Satan's web net till he has sucked every last drop of lifeblood out of us. It'll all climax in Satan's foulest deed, nuclear war. That's when Jesus rescues us, on time, immediately after the tribulation, Matthew 24:29. When he comes, shall he find faith on earth? Luke 18:8. If we don't think the Bible is 100% true, then stop wasting time and money on religion and pre-trib. But study the book and invest funds where it counts. Okay, but what about carbon dating and dinosaurs? What about natural disasters if God is love? I buried my child. What do you say to that? For answers, click the links. Do you know Jesus? Please take time off without TV and study. Prepare now, as life is short, but eternity is a long time. At johanpeters.in, you can find 90-plus leaflets on many subjects, 9 books, 27 audio prophecy bites for 2 to 4 minutes each, a study Bible for your PC or laptop, and much more. And all downloads are free, no cookies or no info requests.